This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Janet Jukes. In case it escaped anyone, May 21 there was a federal election and democracy was in play. And where we are in the Victorian Pride Centre, we are in the seat of McNamara. A really strong contest took place there, a very, very tight contest. And guess what? The winner of that contest is here, Josh Burns. And I want to pay tribute particularly to one of Josh's opponents, Steph Hodgins-May, for the Greens, who fought a really strong and principled campaign. The Liberal candidate was invisible, refused to come on this station. And I keep forgetting her name, which is probably good because, you know what?
Colleen Harkin.
Colleen Harkin. She didn't think that our community needed to hear from her. Anyway, Josh Burns, come on down. Well,
good morning, everyone. It's very, very good to be with you. And I let me also start by acknowledging Steph and her team.
Yes.
And also Colleen and her team. You know, the volunteers who put in so many hours to try and fight for their candidate and what they believe in, it's incredible and it's inspiring. And these people turned out in the rain and they did their absolute best, from bringing food and coffees to handing out how to votes to riding on bicycles to doing anything they could to making phone calls. And of course, I also want to thank the hundreds of people who have supported me and the Labor team. To see people participate in our democracy, and it was fought in good spirit in McNamara. I acknowledge Steph. She had a really strong result, an amazing result, yeah. And she should hold her head very high. But you know, now the focus comes to what's next.
What's next?
And what's next for the country?
Can I just go back a step,
sure.
Josh, if I may?
Sure.
Give us a feel as a candidate, you know, who is already in the parliament, standing for re-election. How did those 8 days feel? And what was, can you explain what it feels like?
Mm.
You know, when you're pressing refresh, you're getting results from the scrutineers, yeah. Anthony Green speaking to you on the phone. What does it feel like?
It feels like I don't want to go through that again. That's right. What it feels like. I would like to be tucked in somewhere in the 30th or 40th seat counted next time, not the 76th. But yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking, and it was certainly a period of instability. I mean, in one hand, Macca, I was so proud that we have a Labor Prime Minister, and I've watched Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, on the first week, I think really sure-footed, and I think really strong and really unifying in his messaging, which has been really important, as well as seeing Penny Wong really restore a sense of urgency and prominence to the foreign affairs portfolio in the way in which she's travelled to the not only to the Quad meters with the Prime Minister, but also to the Pacific, yeah. To Fiji, to Samoa, and showed Australia's intent about how active and how prominent we're going to be in our region. So on one hand, I had this real sense of pride to see that that was our team, and I've spoken to, you know, almost every member of our team. And then on the other hand, you know, I had this yearning to want to be a part of it. I feel that I've got a bit to give to a Labor government, and that I want to represent the people of McNamara as part of that. And to feel like that may not happen was a pretty confronting feeling. But that's democracy and that's politics. I'm very relieved at the moment, but I'm also very conscious that there's a brief period where we just stop and take it all in, and then we are straight to work. And there is a lot of work to be done.
So the campaign starts now.
Yep.
Well, not right now, because probably after midday. So basically, you know, being a local member and being out there and talking to people and engaging with them and listening to them takes a lot of time.
Hmm.
Then feeding that back in, you know, through the mechanisms of the party and the parliament. What is the hardest part, Josh, is how do you balance all those different views that your electors tell you? Some of them, you know, quite different.
Absolutely.
How do you balance that and then encapsulate that, you know, when you're feeding back in the party room?
I mean, what you're asking about, Macca, is you know, essentially the art and the science of politics. It's with great difficulty that you manage and balance the needs of, you know, almost 110,000 people in your electorate. And at the same time, I think any politician worth their salt is you know, has to bring their own sense of self to that. They have to bring your own principles. You have to bring your own foundations. It can't just be for others. You have to be who you are and take your own sense of morale and of principles to any decision. So it's with great difficulty that you have to balance all of that up. And McNamara is a very diverse electorate. You know, we had probably the closest three-corner contest we've had, you know, in a long, long time. It's going to come down to about 250, 300 votes in the end of it. And it's, you know, that's an extraordinarily tight margin when you've got 110,000 people. So, you know, and that's in both directions, both Liberal, Labor and Green. It's very, very tight. So, look, there's obviously a lot of different perspectives. It's my job now not just to go, well, you know, did you vote Labor? I'll help you. You know, we never ask questions like that. You never ask who voted for you when they walk into your office. And a lot of the electorate didn't put Labor first, but more people than anyone else put Labor number one in this electorate than any other political party. So I'm really proud of that.
It's the highest Labor vote in this electorate in 10 years, isn't it?
Well, it's the first time in 10 years that we've been the highest primary vote.
Yeah.
It's a high primary vote compared, but it's still not, you know, we could go up a bit more and make me a bit more comfortable. we have to balance that, and we have to listen, and we also have to do our best.
Janet,
so what do you think? Nat, you're heading off to Canberra. What do you think the key issues are for your LGBTIQ? Voters or members, you know, people who live in your electorate.
Yeah.
What are you going to say for them in Canberra?
It's a really good question. This is one of the things that came up before the election. I think the first thing that needs to happen, which is really important, is to stop using the LGBTIQ community as a political football. You know, that's the first thing that happens now. It's ended. And it's no more. I think over this election campaign, Janet, it's been an extraordinarily difficult campaign for so many people. And Australia, I think, didn't respond to it in a way that, you know, that endorsed that in any way, shape or form. I mean, Catherine Deaves didn't win Warringah. They lost seats that are comparable to that. Scott Morrison chose to divide the country. And Australians said, no, that's not what's important. What's important are all of the other issues. We want to tackle climate change. We want to ensure that wages go, you know, are increased. We want to lift the integrity and standard of politics. And I would, you know, in many ways, I would say that the issues that confront all Australians are the issues that confront our LGBTIQ community. So the first thing I think, Janet, is to stop the divisiveness, to stop the destructive games of the previous government. And then, you know, we also do need to start getting cracking on some of the reforms that we promised. You know, that at the moment, the Sex Discrimination Act allows kids to be discriminated in school. We need to fix that. Allows teachers to be discriminated in school. We need to fix that. And there are a number of other issues that will arise that we need to do it in a unifying way and bring people with us, as well as address, you know, the many economic and environmental issues that face all members of Australia.
Janet, sorry.
I was just going to lead on. We were just talking with Simon Ruth from Thorn Harbour Health, and popping my president of Thorn Harbour Health hat back on, may as well use the platform.
Put it on.
There is a really big issue in Australia, but also in Victoria for our community organisations that have been really built as a result of the AIDS epidemic. Mm. And as we find better treatments and we see the crisis of the AIDS epidemic abate, perhaps that we'll still have people living with HIV, but for the time being until we get a cure, but definitely it's now a chronic manageable illness. Absolutely. For most people.
Yep.
So the danger for us really is that, you know, the infrastructure that we've got could really fold if we don't pivot into a way of supporting our communities and servicing our communities, and mental health obviously is a really big issue.
Yep.
So I wonder if that's something that you think that you agree, and if it's something that you would also advocate for when you get to Canberra.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we've done, and I might answer it a bit broader, so it's not just in relation to Thorn Harbour, but some of the specialised community organisations that do service the LGBTIQ community. And there are, we're sitting in the Pride Centre and it's full of these incredible organisations from Joy all the way through. And one of the things that we recognise, we did already make one announcement around specialised family violence staff and supporting organisations like Switchboard with specialised LGBTIQ staff to acknowledge that there is a real specialty and a real connection to the LGBTIQ community that is not a generalist social service. It's a specific service. And Thorn Harbour, I would put in a very similar category in that this is there is so much IP, there is so much expertise and experience that comes with an organisation like Thorn Harbour that we need to harness and utilise in order to get the best outcomes for the community. So one of the things I think, if I can answer it in the broad and just say that we acknowledge that there is expertise in the LGBTI community groups that cannot be replicated outside of them and that is not replicated, and we need to harness it and work with the community organisations in order to get the best outcomes for the community. And I think that, yeah, that work starts. So we, you know, as you know, being the chair of an organisation like Thorn Harbour, you know, change happens gradually and slowly, but with a sense of purpose, and that's what we'll work through.
And, you know, all community organisations, Josh, as you know, we all, and as, you know, as chair of Joy, we all deal with the mental health challenges that our community faces in a number of different ways.
Yep.
You know, Thorn Harbour is, you know, has been doing this longer than Joy, a couple of years.
Not by much.
Not by much.
40 years next year.
Yeah.
Macca, 40 years next year.
You know, so, but each of these organisations, you know, not just in the Pride Centre, but out in the community, we all deal with the mental health challenges that our community face. And it's part of what we do. And, you know, resources are always scarce. And I want to acknowledge that during the religious discrimination debate, Josh Burns and Peter Khalil, particularly, Seat of Wills, stood up for our community, took an unpopular position somewhat in caucus, and supported our community. And I want to recognise that.
Thanks, Macca.
Those in the party that didn't agree, well, guess what? It's a democracy. And, you know, I know that they respected those views, but I want to recognise that Josh did stand up, as did Peter Khalil and a number of others, as well as members from the opposition in a different way.
Mm.
The discussion moving forward, Josh, this is a really difficult period to be in government, not just because the conditions that the current government now faces it with are somewhat different to what they were told. That's always the case, right? But the challenges we face, and probably the biggest challenge we face, is going to be bringing Australia back together. Do you think 3 years is going to be long enough, or do you need six?
Well, we'd like six, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
What about nine?
Yeah, sure. We could get rid of elections, Macca. That would remove a lot of stress.
We've just been saying how fabulous elections
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I...
Josh wants a margin of 251.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think, honestly, Macca, I think that unity is really important. And for example, on the religious discrimination bill, we cannot be having new laws that enable and encourage discrimination. That was obviously something that Scott Morrison wanted, and that won't be happening under Attorney General Dreyfus, who will obviously bring a completely different piece of legislation to the Parliament. More broadly, let me say that I think one of the big things that has come out of this election is that people want different voices to work together, whether you're independent, whether you're Labor, whether you're from the coalition, whether you're Green. They want the Parliament to work together in the interests of Australians. That's our challenge. If we can compromise and collaborate and get the best outcomes from Australia, then I think we'll be a long-term government. But it's up to us and it's up to the Parliament to all come together from all sides to get the best interests of Australia. The days of division need to be behind us. And now it's the days of getting things done.
Division only exists in the Parliament to count the numbers. That's it.
That's it.
That's the only place that it should be in modern Australia.
No, it should be robust, and there should be differences of opinion. But people should act like adults and work collaboratively, because it's a privilege to be a member of Parliament, and there's a lot of work to be done.
Thank you, Josh, and congratulations. Thank you for making yourself available the last 3 years. Thank you for advocating for our community. Thank you for running a civilised, engaging, involving campaign. It was close, and you wouldn't say this, but I would. The only difference between second and last is the spelling. So, congratulations.
Thanks, Macca.
You won.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.